نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. In all that we do, there are four levels to get it perfect and to get it working. So the first level is to have the knowledge. Without the knowledge, a person may think that I am doing it right, but his entire work is totally flawed because he doesn't have the necessary knowledge. In basic things like Iman, we need to know the elements of faith, and failure to understand and know the elements of faith then may render you out of Islam. A person believes in Allah Ta'ala, but he doesn't believe in a thing like life after death, on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of resurrection, then he's got no faith. But he says, no, I do believe in Allah Ta'ala, and I do believe in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but he fails to believe in the life after death, in resurrection, in Jannat and Jahannam, and that it's physical, it's not just a spiritual experience, then really he is not in Islam. Or he believes in all the Anbiya, but he doesn't believe in, for example, in Isa alayhi salam, or he doesn't believe in Musa alayhi salam, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then too he is not in Islam. Because the requisite is, كُلُّنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُولِهِ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُولِهِ. That we believe in all the Rasuls, all the divine scriptures, and we do not discriminate. يَقُولَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْدٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْدٍ. That someone says we believe in some and we don't believe in others, then there's no Iman. And Allah Pak says it, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا. That if you don't believe in a single Nabi, then that person is a pure kafir. So, to understand and to have the knowledge of Iman. So whatever we are doing, then the first step is to have the knowledge. Without the knowledge of Nikah, person feels, no, I am proposed, so this is my fiancée, I can talk to her, and I can spend some time with her. He doesn't have the knowledge, he's ignorant. And his ignorance in the personal contact or communicating, he doesn't realize that he is guilty of zina. He says, no, but I proposed, we're already engaged, so what's wrong? But she only becomes halal after the nikah has been done, not with the confirmation of both parties or the proposal or an engagement. But now the absence of knowledge, and that person will be living in haram, doing haram, and he doesn't even realize that I'm in haram. So therefore, the knowledge is the first step in this whole procedure, in this whole procedure of Islam and understanding. The first step is to have the right knowledge. Person doesn't know that this will make that whole sale invalid, or this is an element of interest and usury, and he's trading. He said, oh, but my niyat is right. Yes, just the niyat being right doesn't make the sale valid. The niyat is one requirement, but it is not the only requirement. So the first step is the knowledge. And the knowledge is such an important thing that the hadith says that spending some time learning some deen, chapter of deen, is better than spending the entire night in ibadat. A few minutes, half an hour, to learn deen, to learn the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's better and more rewarding than spending the entire night in the field of ibadat. Then even the malaika, they humble themselves for the person who's learning deen. Then all the creation, the fish, the animals, the birds, all of them make dua and maghfirat for that person who is acquiring knowledge. So this knowledge and the virtue and the importance and the significance can't be enumerated, so great, so immense. The person that is in the process of knowledge, acquiring knowledge, for the right reasons, that is, he wants to liven Islam, revive Islam. So why is learning? So that he wants to revive Islam within himself, within his family, friends, Muslims, and he dies in the process. Then between him and the Anbiya is just one level. Allah Pak elevates him so much just because he's in the right lane, and the important lane, that is in knowledge. So this is the first requisite in this whole procedure, that you have the knowledge. After having the knowledge, then the second requisite is to have the belief. I have the knowledge, but I don't have the belief. Like, وَإِنَّ لَيَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. So, there were many kitabis, the Jews and Christians, that do recognize that Islam is the true deen. They know it. The Quran says, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. They know it so well, like they know their children, then they know Islam is the true deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the finality of nubuwwah. They know about it. But just that knowledge is not sufficient. This understanding or knowledge is not sufficient. The second step on this whole line is then to believe. You understood it, but do you have the faith in it as well? Do you believe it? Believe means you testify, you accept wholeheartedly, you bow down in total submission. This is the word of Allah Ta'ala, this is the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I accept it wholeheartedly, with total submission. I bow down in submission for that. Now you'll see that the person has got iman, that he understands the elements of faith and the details of deen, and then he embraces it as well. He bows down in submission. I leave my reasoning, I leave my understanding, and I bow down in submission to this. The faith doesn't have to appeal to your understanding and reasoning. Every person's reasoning may be different. One person's reasoning is taking him in one direction, and his reasoning is taking him in a different direction. So, who will come and decide that what are you supposed to be taking on and what are you supposed to be leaving? So Rasulullah will come and he will tell you, alright, this is what you're supposed to be taking on and this is what you're supposed to be leaving. Otherwise your reasoning can tell you that this woman is also a woman, is also a woman. This is your wife and this is your mother. So both are the same, they've got the same thing. What this one got, that one got the same thing. So why can't I enjoy myself with the mother? So that's your reasoning. So above the reasoning is the wahi, is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is haram and perpetual, it's a no-go area, and this is permissible and lawful. So after the knowledge, then the second level is then, you accept it, you embrace it, and you bow down in total submission, casting your reasoning aside, leaving your reasoning aside. So this is now coming into Islam, that you need to have that iman as well. Then this third level after iman, then the third level is, then we apply, we have understood the deen, number two, we embraced it, accepted it, confirmed and accepted it wholeheartedly, without any reservation, without any doubt. See, the whole process of knowledge is such that Rasulullah Pakistan wants us to learn all the time. You can't say, no, my niyat was right, so therefore Allah Ta'ala will see me favorably. You can't say that. See, in order to navigate the journey of life, right, we need to know the rules. You're using the road, then you need to understand the rules that are applicable. If the traffic officer gets you, and you ask, you tell him, no, I didn't know about it. She's not going to accept it. Now you're using the road, then you must know the rules that are applicable to the road. So you are in Islam, you are saying that you are in Islam, you're proud about yourself being a Muslim. So you need to know what Islam requires of you. You cannot just say that, no, my niyat was right, so therefore Allah Ta'ala will look at me favorably. I need to know what are the requirements, the details, the requirements, the do's and the don'ts. I need to know it. And if I want a little bit of a doubt, or a little bit of misunderstanding, then I need to go and inquire. Sahaba Kiram, they didn't hesitate, they didn't feel ashamed to ask. Some villager had asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that which is the best spot on earth. And Rasulullah Wasallam told him straight, I don't know. So the knowledge that he had, he was blessed with, he shared. And the knowledge that he didn't have, he didn't feel ashamed of saying, I don't know it. Notwithstanding that people may say, you are a Rasul of Allah Ta'ala and you don't know such a simple thing. No, he is not bothered about people's impressions. But Allah Ta'ala wants it like this. You say what you know. Ma ana min al-mutakallifin. I'm not a person that makes up stories. I will say it exactly as I receive from Allah Ta'ala. I haven't received any enlightenment up till now about this matter, so I'll tell you I don't know it. And just then, Jibreel alayhi salam had come around, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired from Jibreel alayhi salam, that what is the best spot on the face of the earth? Jibreel alayhi salam also says, I don't know. So Allah Ta'ala says, I don't know. That is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I don't know. And then Jibreel alayhi salam also says that, I don't know. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't feel ashamed to say, I don't know. And the head of all the malaika, Jibreel, he also didn't feel ashamed to say, I don't know. So then Jibreel refers it to Allah Ta'ala, that what is the best spot on the face of the earth? And then Allah Ta'ala explains to him, the best spot on the face of the earth is the masjid. That's the best spot. You can't find a better spot on the face of the earth than the masjid. Allah Ta'ala grant us that attachment and that affinity to the right place of the masjid, rather than being in the malls, in the bazaars, etc. The same hadith says, and the worst spot is the malls, marketplace, the trading place. That's the worst spot. So we need to see now which place our hearts are attached to. The house of Allah Ta'ala or the house where shaitan lives. Bazaars and malls, this is where the shaitan goes to. So the first level is understanding, having the knowledge. And then you ask the person, and like we take out the time to find out, inquire, then we take out the time. Now one is, we just meet an alim on the road and ask him. And the question requires some explanation. So you need to take out the time and find out about your deen. Go and see him at a good time. And if he needs some elucidation, then ask him. You won't just ask a surgeon, what do you think about me? Do you think I need to go for a heart operation? Because you know it's a serious matter, so you will take out the time and you won't find out. If you have got some SARS problems, tax problems, you won't just find out from an account on the road, no. You will take out the time because you know what it can amount to. The consequences can be that you have to pay millions of rands unnecessarily because you didn't know the law. But you take out the time and find out. So same in deen also, if this is important, then this is our life. Deen is our life. We take out the time, find out. Sometimes it may be that the person is asking a question that is above his reasoning and understanding. So either we tell the person, by this is above your understanding, you would need to go through a full course to understand this thing here. But for the meanwhile, just practice this. Why? Because it's above his understanding. When it's above his understanding, so then alim can give an explanation, but he may not understand it fully. Because he hasn't received all the introductory, but he doesn't know the introduction. So what's going to happen is going to create a confusion in the mind. So that's a problem also in the whole exercise of knowledge. Sometimes people ask things that are not relevant, and some things that are above them. Like someone wants to know, what was the length and the breadth of the boat of Nuh alayhi salam? I say, does it connect to your deen? Does it connect to your dunya? When it doesn't connect to your deen or dunya, then you're not supposed to be asking and wasting your time in these type of irrelevant things. Therefore, the hadith says it very clearly. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafiya. I ask you for beneficial knowledge. Knowledge that is beneficial. Wa na'uzu bika min ilmin la yanfa. And I ask you a refuge from that knowledge that is not beneficial. There may be things that you know of, But he's not beneficial to your dunya, not your deen. Now, who is the Prime Minister of South Africa or America? I ask you, will the malaika interrogate you in the qabr for not knowing this? They don't want to ask you about it, so why are you bothered about it? Or who's playing now? Who's in the cup league? Who's in the league now? Or who is now versing who? Is that something that you're going to be answerable here or there? So why waste the time in discussions that don't relate to your deen or relate to your dunya? One sahabi had passed on. As a shaheed, sahaba ikram had buried him and made dua for him. And a week later, another sahabi passed away. Both were friends. So Nabi Sam inquired that, what dua did you make for this person that passed away 1 week later? So he said, we made dua that Allah forgives him and joins him up to his friend that passed away a week ago. So Nabi Sam did not like the answer. And he explained, what about all the good that he's done from the last week till the day he passed away? What about that? Do you take that into account? The reward that he's got in this week compared to his friend is like the difference between the heavens and the earth. So what Nabi Sam is wanting from us, that we manage and appreciate time, not loitering or not wasting the time in futile discussions. It doesn't relate to our deen, doesn't relate to our akhirat. Somebody is asking now, can you have an interest in deen? Well, you know, it's a space age now, so if you reach the moon, then where should we face about, where should we face? Which will be the Qibla direction? So I asked the person, all right, you got any qaza namaz? Yeah, I got 2 years namaz. Go do the qaza first. Then you talk about going to the moon. First thing you haven't got right. Now you're asking about things that are advanced and maybe it doesn't happen in a lifetime. It doesn't happen in a lifetime, but you're concerned about that. But what for us is related to you now immediately, what is directed to you, you're not concerned about it. It shows that your understanding is very shallow. Get the first things right, first things first, and then you think about that. When you reach the moon, then which direction must you perform your namaz? So this is the second requirement. And the third requirement is the application. You got the knowledge, now are you applying yourself, right? So the hadith wants you, the hadith, the Quran Sharif wants you, not to take sensual haram pleasure. Haram pleasure for movement, etc. So now I got the knowledge, but I'm taking and enjoying this sensual pleasure sometimes through the social media, sometimes the women that you come across. But now I'm not applying myself. And now this is a weakness. Now if a person understands that this is a weakness, then he must go and treat himself, correct himself. I'm involved in this. Many a times it happens that you get stuck in a sin and you are persisting in the sin. As a result, your good deeds get washed out. In Tafsir al-Mazhari, Qadi Sanaullah rahmatullah alayhi, he says, one quotes from hadith, he says, on the day of Qiyamah, when you are presented with your book of deeds, so Allah Pak will ask you, this is your book of deeds, he will show it to you, and then each person is going to examine his book himself personally. Iqra kitabak kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. You will be able to take an account of your own book. You don't need someone to come and explain to you. Yeah, you need an auditor to explain to you. Yeah, you don't need. You can see your books yourself. So he complained to Allah, you know, I made so much of Umrah, I give sadaqah, I did this, etc. But I don't see any mention of this. I'm going to say, yes, you did all these things here. But in the meanwhile, you were engaging in ghibat, gossiping, carrying tales this side, that side, stirring problems. So on account of this ghibat and carrying tales, etc., all the goods that you have done, all is wiped out, washed out. So now, you have the knowledge, and after knowledge and iman, then you apply yourself. And you didn't apply yourself, you're accumulating good, and you're losing. You're accumulating, and then using. Allah grant us tawfiq.